In the presentation, we looked at a sample mutual fund, one out of over 12,000, because we got to start somewhere. One of the reasons we chose this mutual fund is not only because it's a very good mutual fund, which it is, but it's also been around for decades, over 86 years. And so we get to see the benefit of time. So let's take a look at this handout here, the benefit of time. It's a series of pie charts showing you how well you would have done with this particular mutual fund if you hold it for 1 year periods, 3 year periods, 5 year periods, or 10 year periods. Because remember, we are investing in stocks through the mutual fund, and stocks are a long-term investment. So in this mutual fund, remember, it has an upfront fee that we talked about, the Class A shares, the B shares, the C shares. You can get it without the upfront fee on your own, where you don't pay an extra 1 or 2%, or you can get it through a broker with either the upfront fee or the yearly annual fee, which winds up costing you more. And if you don't need a broker, you can get it with if you don't need a personal broker, if you don't need somebody, a personal advisor, financial advisor, you can get it through one of the brokerage firms that allows you to buy it without the commission or the annual advisor's fee tacked on, which is pretty cool, right? Okay, so, but this one shows the one with the upfront fee. So even after paying the upfront fee, in 1 year periods, you had about a 1 in 3 chance of it going down. Because remember, you paid the upfront fee right off the bat. So you're right off the bat, you're down. And if you wait 1 year, you still have a 2 in 3 chance of making money, a 1 in 3 chance of losing money. But again, a year is just a very short time when we're talking about the economy and stocks. And any 1 year, we know about 1 in 3 chances, 1 in 4 chances is going to go down. We don't know when. So what if we extend our time horizon just to 3 years? Then your chances go from 1 in 3 to 1 in 7.5. 13% of the periods for 3 years were negative. Whereas 87%, over 6 out of 7.5 were positive. So that's pretty good, huh? Pretty good odds. What if we look 5 year periods? Look at 5 year periods. Now our chances of losing money go down to 7%, or 1 in 14. Remember, this is prior years, isn't it? Not a guarantee of future years. But as long as you held your money for 10 years, and remember, if this is a 401k, a Roth IRA, long-term investments that we're going to use for our retirement, or maybe buy a house, or just for whatever reason, education of our kids, as long as we held the money for 10 years, there are no periods, zero, where we've lost money. Now, that's not to say that there are periods, as we saw in the stock market, where you've lost money, 10-year periods. They're few and far between, but they're still there. But this mutual fund, because it's actually a very good mutual fund, it has been able to avoid that loss of principal over 10-year periods. Pretty cool. So what's the takeaway, so to speak? If you're going to invest in stocks, you must think long-term. There are people who will tell you, no, we're going to buy and sell. We're going to do tactical allocation. We're going to time the market. And, I wish them a lot of luck because they're going to need it. But if you have a long-term perspective, invest prudently with an eye toward long-term growth with mostly large companies. Now, remember, the mutual fund is going to take care of it for you. But mostly with companies that have their roots deep in the economy, that not going to disappear. Some of them disappear over time. Some great mighty oak trees fall. But most of them, no, they're going to be around for decades. I think so. Worked for me so far. I'm pretty darn old, folks. Okay, so that's the benefit of time.